Right, I'm gonna phone. Let me have a look. Okay, this Strathclyde business, University of Strathclyde, is an absolute lie to me, Celsus. They've got files, childcare files, and they denied that they even held childcare files in one instance. Lying scum. So let's go. They emailed me. Do this, I had it there. So now I'm going to phone them back because they've emailed me and talked to this person. Hi, I received an email from someone. Andrew Buchan. Hello? Yeah, that's correct. Well, I'm not entirely sure about. I remember a Moira, but I've spoken to actually a Moira of. I think it's Moira. Could be something beginning with D, but from the Green Party, another organisation I feel needs to be looked into because of. I actually reported this to my regional MSP, Alison Johnston. And despite me being very direct in that people have been sexually abused, people have been unnecessarily medicated and so forth, which did amount, in my experiences, and especially in hindsight, to unethical human medical trials, on vulnerable and impoverished children in the childcare institution. In other words, I think if I was black, but obviously I'm not, so I would say it. Poor white trash, you know. But anyway, the only reason I got the appointment was because I had at that time the backing of incas.org.uk. Okay, now incas.org.uk are, I believe, also have members who have also abused me as a child in care and since as an adult in various ways. You know, and basically bad-mouthing me at the very least, blacklisting me, and they've had the help of political establishment. So anyway, Alison Johnston, rather than put this matter across as a straight case of child sexual exploitation and unethical medical trials or, I don't know, abuse by the medical and psychiatric services, she put it across as poverty. But yeah, it's because of poverty and greed that it's happened on the main and just power mongering. But the thing is, she should never have said, we'll just put it across as poverty and that'll get it through. She should have been honest.
It's very clear from what you're saying, Andrew, that the concerns are about sexual abuse, you know, and about medical unauthorized medical treatment.
Good.
So. And what I would be wanting to do would be to pass. Is it all right? I mean, I was taken. In fact, I'd been in a meeting since I emailed you earlier, but then I'd realised you'd emailed me back, so I was just responding. So I take it you're quite happy for me to hand it over to authorities.
Well, the thing is, I'm not entirely happy that you hand it over entirely to
All
the
right.
authorities. I'm happy that, yeah, you hand it over to the authorities. But are the authorities going to do anything
Well,
about it?
I think that's always the difficulty.
Always the difficulty. So you've encountered these problems
The
before?
difficulty is just ensuring that people actually do act on it.
Well, did I actually send, because I tend to forget sometimes, but yeah, I sent you that Word document. Did you receive the reply I sent to you about an hour ago? And it's got the Word document.
Because that has got, is that, I've got Indie and YouTube.
Yeah, Indie and YouTube. Yeah. Now, I'm going to warn you about Indie. Although it is a human rights institution, it gets a bad rep, okay? But I've never had problems with it. I was as suspicious as everybody else to begin with. But Indie, which UK, I think UK.org or something, or .org, I can't remember how they were. I'll just go into that document anyway, just because it's not every day I use it, you see. It's just that I'm obliged to use these alternative media outlets because you see, I'm getting like a security warning, but I've never had problems with it. Right, hang on, it's really annoying, this, the processes I have to go through. Let me look at the address. Yeah, indiemedia.org.uk tells me that it is an NGO.
Yes.
Which tells me also that it is funded either by local authority, national government, but usually, as it tends to be, it's either the European Parliament or the UN, but sometimes it can be a combination of any or all of those things. So it is a government, to some extent, regulated by the government, okay? Which, you know, so, but at the same time, anybody can put stuff on there.
Yeah.
But I tend to be historically, well, accurate in that I use recordings, I use actual photographic or video evidence. Okay?
Yes, yeah.
So, and I always accumulate things. If somebody gives me a headache and I say, well, you know, they could just be angry, and I tend to look into things as much as I can. I look for similarities in people's typing habits and so forth, and any sudden changes, like they could be a completely incompetent when it comes to writing or typing, and then it's like they're a professor of English.
Yeah.
I look for all these things. Yeah. I've had a few people like that. It seemed to have different personalities online, and it turns out that that's more than one person using the same email address or something. But anyway, it has to be dealt with.
Yeah.
But Indie Media is government funded. I've done my checking. Okay. IndieMedia.org, as I say, .uk. Shows that it's got some regulation. I forget how to, you know, it's monitored basically.
Yeah.
It's just that the dodginess is that you do get some rubbish on it. I mean, it's not like you get people who chance their luck, just people who want to bring it down as well.
Yeah.
Which is basically what I was doing in the beginning, because there was a lot of conflict, but it was actually with Indie Media Scotland. Who were being very prejudicial towards me. See, I used to get Indie Media London and UK have always been good with me, even when I've challenged them.
Yeah.
But Indie Media Scotland is biased. There seems to be a lot of people agree that it is mainly women's issues, so it's basically bigoted.
Right.
I mean, a lot of the other, because there's like Indie Media, Birmingham, Manchester and all that. Birmingham's not so good. It's been overrun.
Yeah.
Not by the feminist people, but people, I think it's LGBT there.
Oh, right.
Whereas London and UK tend to be everybody.
Yeah. Well, what I would want to do, because, see, if I could send on the concerns that you've got.
Excuse me, please. I have recorded evidence. Yeah. And I have to tell you also, the police already have all this information.
Yeah.
Because they have confiscated my main computer.
Ah, right.
The three computers I had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they didn't total everything I had. But because I've still got loads of copies, and I've got so many backup copies. But I would say between 1,300 and 2,000 original recordings.
Yeah.
But I think they've got about 1,900, of which 1,300 would be about original.
Yeah. that. So as I say, that would be really the main, the only thing we could do would be passing it on.
Well, I tell you what I want done. Obviously, you have to report this matter.
Yeah.
If you have not done so already, that's making me feel very, very thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you should have actually done it automatically. But the thing is, I don't want this to be dealt with privately,
mm-hmm.
okay? I obviously want a public interest in this, because I was at a tribunal, and if you look at the Indy Media document, mm-hmm. the Indy and YouTube doc, the very first link,
mm-hmm.
which is YouTube, I think you'll probably agree that's the safest option. And if you were to click or just press central and left click, you just click on the link with the left click, and then you release the clip, and then press central, and at this, while central is down, and with the hand over the link, you left click again, and you will get a page that will open up, and there it is already. And this is the video with me at Portobello,
mm-hmm.
Citizens Advice Bureau. And I'm going to see if I can zoom it forward. Now we're in the interview room.
Oh, yeah.
And it's after I leave the car park, you see. I mean, they were quite surprised that I knew who they were. But I used to work for the government, so I tend to be very good at spotting government employees. Now, here's the important thing. Right in the beginning, in the room, roughly, I don't know the exact point, but Mr. Walker admitted that they did lie,
mm-hmm.
okay, at a hearing that was about serious child sex abuse and the medical aspect,
right.
okay, and violence. He's not denying that they lied, and he's asked if we... I can't remember his exact words, because I have to process so many recordings, right? But essentially, at the beginning, roughly the beginning in the room, I don't know how far into the first few minutes, but 4 minutes, he basically once asked me, he says, I think he said, and I go on my memory now, can we not settle things here or something? So you have to look at that video. Now, let me take this forward.
At that time especially,
I'll just got to find it.
They only seem to ask questions of the media panel.
I'll go back a bit.
Yeah.
Now, did you hear that? I said they have admitted that they lied. That was a question.
Right. Yeah.
And I'll put it back a bit. So there's absolutely no confusion here. Now, just give me a second. I just put it back so we'll get it. Starting to play up now.
That's why I think it needs to be passed on to the authorities.
Well, as I was trying to point out to you here, right,
mm-hmm.
we're gonna continue here until you actually hear the full sentence, right? I want you to hear this sentence. I want you to pay attention. And there you go. They've admitted that they've lied, and he says yes. But the jam butty bit, or the Marmite butty comes in there. I think he said but. I don't know what he was going to say after that. But the thing is, he said yes. Now, you're saying hand this over to the authorities.
Yeah.
Yeah. That person I was speaking to there and said yes is Detective Inspector Kevin Walker of Grampian Police, of the MIT,
mm-hmm.
Major Incident Team, I think,
mm-hmm.
which is familiar,
mm-hmm.
or sorry, that's the organisation within the police I was making a complaint against. They have so many names, like Family Protection, Major Incident Team, Serious Crime and so forth, Anti-Terrorism. Now, because I've got that many recordings with them calling themselves all sorts of things, not just the people who are investigating. this case. But I've even got witnesses talking to me, and people have turned up talking to them and presented themselves as anti-terrorist people.
Yes. What I would want, as I say, all I can do the book is actually pass it on, because
well,
I have something.
I tell you what I would like you to do.
What would you like?
I would like you to make it a very public affair.
Right.
Now, it's obviously I have more than enough evidence to show.
You see, the thing is, all I can do is pass it on. It would be up to you to make it. I can't make it a public affair. All I can do is pass it on.
Well, this is my information. Mm-hmm. It's about me, a very ill man. I mean, physically unwell. At times I struggle to speak.
Uh-huh.
I can be that ill. Okay, I can hardly venture out the door, but I can assure you within less than a year, I mean, I think the first letter relating to me actually making a strong effort to have this matter dealt with was 2005, 2006. Now, this matter was reported back then. I think at least 2007 it was, or 2006 it was handed over to Grampian Police. Okay, so say 2007, give them a bit of leeway there, up until 2012. So that's about 4 years, right? Roughly. Yeah?
Yeah.
So, they did absolutely nothing. I think the most that they did was cover things up. They could not find anybody. I found almost everybody they were supposed to look for, and more.
Yeah.
Within less than 1 year.
Yeah,
and I sat in my arse because I am ill.
Yeah.
I did, when I had to, I got up in the freezing weather. I went to Inverurie, Aberdeen, and other places.
Yeah.
Became very ill. And I discovered far more they did than they did.
Because what I'm saying, Mr. Buchan, is I will pass it on, but I cannot
make
it public.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to talk to a journalist, you see. This really gets my wick burning. Please let me finish.
Uh-huh.
You're supposed to have handed this over a long time ago. Now, please let me finish. It's automatic matters concerning to the welfare of young people and vulnerable adults, especially children, is number one priority. Now, I informed you about this a long time ago. Now, listen to me. I'm not finished.
Yeah.
I am going to speak to a journalist, and I'm going to tell them exactly what I've told you.
Okay.
And I wish you to confirm that this matter is being passed on to the relevant authorities, and they have your permission and my permission, because this is about me mainly, but it will affect others if it's not dealt with correctly. And all of this business has been able to go on unhindered because it operated in secrecy behind, well, not within the public domain.
So
therefore, I will tell this journalist that they can contact you, and you can confirm that you are passing this on to the relevant authorities.
That's right. Because what I was saying, Mr. Buchan, is we passed it on to authorities back in March 2013, for your own recording. We passed it on in March 2013, and we'll pass it on again.
Thank you.
Okay?
Well, that's
right.
What you need to confirm, then. If you feel that's what you've done,
yep.
And you've done it adequately.
Yep.
Please repeat that to the journalist, if that journalist bothers to call you. But I can assure you I will also, as always, be recording the journalist.
Yes, that's fine.
Thank you very much. Please hand it on. It is a serious matter. It has seriously affected my health.
Yes.
And I want it dealt with, hopefully, before I die.
Right.